You Can Change, a compilation.
You can't change the past, but with God's help, you can change the future. No matter what your life has been like so far, God wants to put your feet on a new path, a better path, His path. Billy Graham. I, the Lord, never change, God declares in Malachi 3:6. God never changes, but people do. Our bodies, brains, ideas, and values all change. In fact, God built into us the ability to change. Even when mankind fell into sin, God did not change. His love for humanity and desire for fellowship with them remained the same. So He took steps to redeem us from our sin. We are powerless to change ourselves in that regard, and He sent His only begotten Son to save us. Repentance and faith in Christ is God's avenue of change to restore us to Himself. Once we are in Christ, everything changes. We are born again, our ideas change, our perspective changes, our values and actions change to line up with God's Word. As the Holy Spirit works within us, we find that the old has gone, the new is here. The Christian life is an ongoing series of changes. As we grow in knowledge, faith, and holiness, we grow in Christ, and growth requires change. We should be willing to change our minds and our lifestyles when we are shown from God's infallible Word that we are wrong. We should embrace change no matter how hard it is when it comes from God. GodQuestions.org Christianity means change is possible, deep, fundamental change. It is possible to become tender-hearted when once you were callous and insensitive. It is possible to stop being dominated by bitterness and anger. It is possible to become a loving person, no matter what your background has been. The Bible assumes that God is the decisive factor in making us what we should be. With wonderful bluntness, the Bible says, "Put away all malice and be tender-hearted." It does not say if you can or if your parents were tender-hearted. It says be tender-hearted. This is wonderfully freeing. It frees us from the terrible fatalism that says, "Change is impossible for me." It frees me from mechanistic views that make my background my destiny. And God's commands always come with freeing, life-changing truth to believe. For example, God adopted us as His children. We have a new father and a new family. This breaks the fatalistic forces of our family of origin. Call no man your father on earth, for you have one Father who is in heaven. God loves us as His children. We are loved children. The command to imitate the love of God does not hang in the air. It comes with power. Be imitators of God as loved children. Love is the command, and being loved by God is the power. God has forgiven us in Christ. Be tender-hearted and forgiving, just as God in Christ forgave you. What God did in Christ is powerful. It makes change possible. This kind of command means you can change. Christ loved you and gave Himself up for you. Walk in love as Christ loved you. The command comes with life-changing truth. Christ loved you. At the moment when there is a chance to love, and some voice says, "You're not a loving person," you can say, Christ's love for me makes me a new kind of person. His command to love is just as surely possible for me as His promise of love is true for me. Change is possible. God is alive. Christ is risen. The promises are true. John Piper. If you can believe all things are possible with me, you can change your life because I can change anybody who comes to me seeking to fulfill my will for their life. It doesn't matter what you've been like or how long you've been a certain way. If I made the world and everything in it, don't you see that it's a small thing for me to transform a single life into something better to fulfill my purpose and plan? It all begins with a spark of faith. I can speak to your heart and put that spark there, a spark of faith that tells you that I can and want to help you. But for me to continue to work in your life and bring the desired change to fruition, you must have a believing and yielded heart. Come to me, read my word, and be willing to do the things I ask of you. Then I will be able to help you change as you desire. Even then, it won't happen overnight. Certain aspects of this change can happen in an instant, the moment you believe and ask me and yield. Others will take time. But as you continue to look to me and do your part, you will see change. That I can promise. Jesus. It's not possible for you to truly change yourself, but it's possible for Jesus to change you by His miracle-working power. He'll do things you can't do. His coming into your life not only renews and purifies and regenerates your spirit, but it also renews your mind, breaking old connections and reflexes and gradually giving you a whole new outlook on life and new reactions to nearly everything around you. This is what it means to be born again in spirit, so that you become a new creation in Christ Jesus, with all things being passed away and all things becoming new. It's impossible for you to make such a change as this by yourself. With man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. If you want this change, it's necessary for you to ask Jesus to come into your heart. He's the one who makes new creations. All you need to do is ask Him to come in, and then He works the miracle. Some changes are instantaneous, others take a while. But if you're saved and truly want Jesus to change you, you'll be changed, because Jesus changes people. Though King David committed great sins, he had great repentance and a genuine change. Therefore, God had great forgiveness for him. David sought God's heart. David deeply loved God, and he wanted to glorify God and please Him. God loved David in spite of all his sins and mistakes, because David was willing to confess and change. And he went on to become one of God's greats, in spite of himself. David Brandt Burke.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.